Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Tino sleep, baby. Dads who try.
Hey, welcome back to another episode, episode 22.
Number 22, because I'm feeling 22.
Taylor Swift, baby. This is a special episode, and not that, you know, not that we don't love all of our episodes equally, but we have some favorites.
We do, and I feel like my favorites always has to do with, like, what I can think of when it comes to that specific number. So number 22, you got Taylor Swift. Number 23, you already know what I'm thinking Jordan. About.
Number 24, you got Kobe.
We
got
to make that one special.
Number 25, you got quarters.
Number 26, my anniversary date.
Oh, let's go. Ooh. Number 27, I think maybe the best year out of your 20s. Maybe 21 and 27.
27 yeah. was my golden birthday.
Oh.
Hey.
You guys might be wondering, who's that soft, silky voice that just talked on the podcast? We have none other than
Mark Johnson here with us with Dads Who Try this morning.
Pam, pam, pam.
Yeah, I was like, that would have been perfect.
We need
been.
That
I
button.
I was low-key waiting, but it's all good.
We do. We'll add it in post.
Nice. Done.
Say less.
I won't add it in post. Okay, Mark, you're here with us. Give us your dad resume.
Yeah. So I have one kid.
Nice.
Crazy little 2.5-year-old.
Yeah.
His name is Banks. And we have a second on the way. So wow. Really exciting. Yeah, yeah. We're excited. It's a boy, so I'm gonna be a boy dad. I know. Let's this go. Is common knowledge. You're allowed to know this, so don't
I think
have
I did yeah, know that.
This
I think
won't
I did
be
know
an
that,
announcement.
Actually, yeah.
But he's due on December 31st, which is absolutely insane.
No way.
Yes.
If the baby is born on December 31st, him and my wife will share the same birthday.
And my anniversary.
And Nate's anniversary.
You guys.
Bro. But you know what? I'm hoping he comes between Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But basically, I just kind of feel bad because he's going to be the kid with a birthday on a winter break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be the kid on, you know, winter break, and then also, they're on it happens every time. He's gonna get shafted.
Oh, 100%.
The Christmas gift and the birthday gift becomes one.
Yeah.
Dude, that sucks.
It becomes an expensive winter, because yeah, my seriously. Wife's birthday is also the beginning of December.
Yeah.
So then we have Christmas, and then we have this dude's birthday, and I'm just like, what are we going to do?
Then you guys always give us an anniversary gift, so.
And then we always give you guys an anniversary gift.
Always. Bigger every year. So.
Yeah, and then we have to get Leah something, and then we're like, it's like, there's a lot happening.
Dude, I had this aunt every time. Like, I remember, like, my birthday's in January. It's January 9th. You can't say, hey, here's a Christmas gift, and it's for your birthday. Fam, it's 2 weeks apart. You can't give me like a $20 bill and say, hey, this is for Christmas and your birthday. No, give me
a $20 bill.
A $20 bill in a card.
Yeah, like.
Hey, what about this? What about this? Yeah, a $10 bill, a $20 bill in the card. It says, don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah.
I actually have kept every single card since childhood.
Are you dead serious?
No, that'd be crazy, right? Actually, if someone's listening and they're like, what? Me too. I swear. Please.
Dude, you got
Don't
me.
Contact me.
Yo, I was
Can you imagine? Like, what are you supposed to do with them? Like I know people used to put them on fridges, but it's like.
Yeah, you know, I grew up, our fridge was covered growing up.
Yeah.
We ain't got one magnet.
Mine were all, my mom would use, she like would get magnets of places.
Yeah.
Like all these places, oh, but yeah. Like Bangkok, you know, like, like just like Hawaii, all these places. She's literally never been to any of these places. I don't know where she bought them. I'm like,
I'm dead.
I mean, it's funny, but sad, but I'm like, mom, I wish you traveled more. You know what I'm saying?
She's yeah. like, it's my vision board.
Yeah, it's my vision board.
It's my vision
I
fridge.
Hate you.
My vision
I hate
fridge.
You, bro. I had to live with it every day. Move a sandal magnet just to.
The sandals.
Oh, I'm serious, bro. I'm very serious.
What in the TJ Maxx, bro? I just
honestly.
Swear. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. If you were to choose a holiday to have a birthday on, which one are you going with?
One holiday?
Yeah. If you
You're
had
not talking
to have,
like these all these national days, right? You can't say like national.
No, no, yeah. It's gotta be like a proper holiday. It can't be proper. National Donut Day.
Yeah.
followed by International Donut Day.
I miss National Suns Day, and I felt terrible.
Same. I'm like,
what? But I'm like, when did this happen?
And then there was yesterday was National Coffee Day.
No, today.
Today.
Today is National Coffee Day.
No.
I saw that at Starbucks on the way in.
Cheers.
What?
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Cheers,
I'll cheers to that. Well, you guys can't see it, but these guys have
we're cheersing.
20-ounce drinks. What is this? What are you drinking?
It's six shots.
Six shots?
Yes.
Bro, you're insane. I felt guilty getting a triple shot this morning, but you have six shots.
Hey, you got one kid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, three per, I guess.
Just wait.
Wow, that is experience.
Exactly, three per kid.
Here's some wisdom today.
Like, I think if I'm having a birthday on any holiday, it's 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Everyone's on a party. We're having...
Yeah.
There's fireworks for my birth, celebrating my birthday every time and America's birthday.
Well, let me one-up you then.
Okay.
I'm going to have mine on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, my.
We're already raging. Let's go even more.
Okay. Okay.
Someone is making a marg. Let's make it too.
Feliz cumpleaños.
I literally was thinking, I was like, how do you say it? And yeah,
is that right?
I think, I believe so.
Did
yes.
you take Spanish in high school?
I did, and I did great. But
what did you take?
A long time ago.
I took Spanish. I even took Spanish too. Did all that translate? No, it did not. But it doesn't matter.
You guys.
I'm here.
Look.
Spanish reminds me of this. Here's what I think of. My teacher, her name was Miss Barnett, and I had just gotten into high school, freshman year, right? And I get in there, and she's like, doing roll call. She's like, telling your names. And I go, oh, my name's Adrian. My first name is Mark. I go by Mark, but my legal name is Mark Adrian. And so I'm like, this is the year. It's a new year. I'm changing my name in high school. Everyone's going to call me Adrian. Or no I tried MJ at one point, and I'm like, everyone's calling me MJ.
No way.
Yes, on God. I tried to change my name. I swear there's more people than me who've tried this. Like, I'm going to try a new name, see what people do. This isn't middle school anymore. I'm going up. And then I changed my name, and then it stuck for like maybe like a month, but I forgot about it. So I was like, oh, yeah, hey, my name's Mark. You know, I wasn't really committed to the change.
Yeah.
So that's what Spanish reminds me of.
That's so good.
Very
exciting. That's funny, man.
I wish I would have taken Spanish. Or maybe just any language that is commonly used in everyday life. I took ASL, and look, I loved my time taking American Sign Language. The only problem is I've only interacted with maybe two deaf people since I took ASL. After 2 years, I could sign pretty fluently and understand it pretty quickly. But I've only interacted with two deaf people.
The peace sign.
Yeah, get this guy to a rap concert. You know what? You would go off. You'd go out. You see the people signing? Bro, you would be a vibe. Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
Yo.
Stop it right now. I wish we had video.
Same.
It would be crazy.
Oh,
Nate,
man.
You signing?
Yeah, I remember people, you know, I would take ASL and someone would be like, can you speak sign language? I'm like, no. That's the point. You got to use your hands. You can't speak sign language.
Got
what am I supposed to say?
Yeah. Bro, speaking of the whole Spanish class, though, I would always have like all my Latin friends in that class. I'm just like, you guys are suckers, man. You guys already know this language. This is a freaking easy. It's like me going to PE. You know, I'm ready to play.
Wow, we get it. You're an athlete,
whoa,
Tommy. Jeez, self-proclaimed.
You going to PE?
I was trying to think of something that was easy for me.
Physical education.
Yeah, I'd get picked first. What's up?
I'm a natural. Grew up like that.
Hey, dude, I'll tell you what though, man. Like, there was nothing better than playing. Do you guys ever play handball? I'm talking about an actual game that you played in high school.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. If I were to say a holiday that I would be born on, I'd probably say Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
That sounds very sentimental. But I'm like, I would, you know, everyone says what they're thankful for. Nah, they're saying what they're thankful for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mark, we're so appreciative of you of this, that, the other, and we're eating good. Ooh. I mean, I'm a foodie.
You're more than a foodie.
No, I'm a foodie.
You went to culinary school.
I did. We don't talk about that, Nate.
There's people like me who are foodies by the way I look.
I want to see your Yelp account. I want to see your Yelp account.
No, I don't do that.
Nate's leaving bad reviews.
His reviews go crazy.
Crazy.
I don't do that, guys.
Yes, he does.
Look, as a former barista, and someone who's received bad Yelp reviews, I decided a long time ago, I will never leave a bad Yelp review. I just will stop going.
It's over. Okay, well, I hope you can be friends with me because I've left a couple bad reviews. We're talking like bad customer service.
Yeah.
I lied. I left one Yelp review for our old apartment complex.
And you ruined them. You ruined them for life.
I said, if Yelp had a 0-star, I'd hit it. But this gets one review out of default, and I'll give it to Mario, the security guard at the front gate, who always says hi to my family. Otherwise, everyone else on employment should get fired, lose their jobs, because the only thing they're here for is to steal money from us.
I mean.
Dang.
It was a moment. It was a low moment for me.
Yeah.
It's all good. I mean, that sounds pretty average. I've seen a couple of those.
My apartment got broken into 3 times in a week and okay, flooded 5 times in the course of 2 months. I was like, you guys.
Look at you now, huh?
And look at me now.
Well, look at him now, huh?
Got a garage
in the bag.
Stepping it up.
Long driveway.
Okay.
My gosh, who has one of those, bro? No one here. It's LA, baby.
We got a gate.
You got a gate? Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. I saw the gate. Hopped over that buggy gate here, bro.
Is that a baby gate or is that a...
I was genuinely like, wait, is there a dog here?
There is a dog.
I know, but I was like on security. That was what I was thinking. I was like, oh, someone's...
Oh, yeah.
Someone's about to get me right here.
Oh, yeah.
Which the dog doesn't know that if he just leans on it just a tad, that thing is tipping over, well, baby.
That thing's gone.
Gone, though. It's electrified.
Speaking of dogs, can we just talk about how I will never say my dog's name ever again around Tommy? I told him this.
Give context. And yes.
Okay, here's the context. This is a very real thing. If you have a dog and you have friends with kids, you're going to understand what this is like, okay? So we have a dog. My wife and I have been married about 8 years now, and maybe 3 months into our marriage, she was like, let's have a baby. I'm like, you're wildin'.
What?
You're wildin', yes. Yeah, so I got married at, what, like 23. I got married at 23. And so I'm like, 23, I'm like, we have no kid. We're just trying to pay for our first apartment. Know what I'm saying? Like, we can't do this. So we're like, let's get a dog. I'm like, okay, great, let's get a dog. She looks it up. We find the greatest dog ever, bro. And so we go pick him up. We have this dog. We've had this dog for basically our whole marriage. But our dog's name is Oliver.
Yes.
And so Tommy, beautiful second child's name is Oliver. And I've decided, a month ago was Oliver's birthday. I didn't even say happy birthday, Oliver. I just said happy birthday to this guy. On Instagram, bro. I couldn't even say his name.
Stop it.
I'm like, I can't say Ollie. I can't say Oliver.
Yeah, bro. So I'm so glad you're bringing this up because you're wondering why I haven't hung out with you the last several months.
We've decided to cut you out of our life until Oliver's gone.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Bro, you actually have the best dog. This thing is, Ollie is actually properly trained. Like,
yo, my wife is terrified of your dog.
Of my Why? Oh stop,
she's just
we've had some crazy encounters, but that was when he was young.
Yeah, young. We came over and this dog is jumping everywhere, and you know Steph's just not a dog person. She is now that we have a dog, but before she just didn't grow up with dogs or anything. No. So she legit thought this dog was trying to get her.
At one time she was like undercovers.
Yeah,
while Oliver was just trying to
say hi,
like the puppy hi. He was a puppy.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to like in her face and everything. She was screaming.
Dude, the look on someone's face when they think a dog's after him.
It's terrifying. It's just,
I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah. 100%. But not by a French bulldog.
Yeah.
Have you ever been chased by a dog or been attacked by a dog?
Several times. Yes. I'm not kidding. I got attacked by a German Shepherd.
Oh, my.
Got attacked by an English Bulldog.
An English bulldog?
Mm-hmm.
Not a pit bull, though, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, big.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Got attacked by a terrier. That was a low.
When you say attack, is it like a scratch or is it like the big?
I was playing street hockey, big street hockey guy growing up, you know, maybe played once in my life. Rollerblades, everything.
Shout out Mighty Ducks. What's up?
Let's go.
And, season 2 drop. Ooh, we got, yep. And this German Shepherd ran out from someone's house, ran over, latched onto my arm. Boom, bit my arm. My two friends that were with me playing hockey, just hockey sticks to the back of this dog.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it off me. And I'm freaking, you know, just,
no.
I'm on roller skates. You can't defend yourself on roller skates.
Roller blades. Come on, man. I hope you're not.
They were blades.
Skates or blades?
Blades. They were blades.
Yeah. Blades. Okay. I respect this went back up.
No. And so that was like the first, after that, I was like, you know, I'd be walking down the street and I'd see a dog in the distance. And I'd be like, time to turn around.
You're like, I keep that thing on me. You better watch out.
Put the fear of God in you.
My buddy Brett. You guys know Brett.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up with pit bulls and English bulldogs. Well, his English bulldog Maggie, like what a name. This dog, first time I come over to his house, I open the door, charges me, and he's like, "Oh, she's just playing." I'm like, "Nah, dog, nah."
You're like, "I'm about to just be playing like, too. Watch catch these hands."
Bro, I've been attacked before. I know they smell me, and so I go in and they put the dog in the back. Well, the dog gets in the house. Charges me again. I had jump up on their counter. Their whole family's there, bro. I'm full panic mode. They're laughing so hard. I got my socks on their counter where they eat. And I'm like, dog's trying to get me. I'm standing up. I'm like, get it away. And then eventually the dog died.
That day?
No. Eventually.
Jump like 10 years? Like what? That's how that spiteful
like
you were?
Okay, that was like a 7-year jump. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
I jumped on the counter and then it died. Seven years later.
I was like, wow, all in that one moment.
Yeah, that was a time skip. I'm not going to lie. That was a little 7-year time jump. And I was like, can I come back over now?
Oh my gosh. No, I've never been attacked, thankfully.
Yeah.
So but I'm not a big cat person. I will say that. Yeah. I'm not trying to like, you know, because there are people with cats who like are diehard, you know, but in no shame to them, but I'm just not a cat person.
Yeah.
The purring thing kind of freaks me out. I don't know. There's a lot of qualities about a cat that I'm just like, I need, you know, a dog like on my lap or something like that. But like cats are like very independent. They're like, what's up? Then they'll leave, you know, kind of feels like they're like 13-year-old kid who's like want to leave.
Yeah. I feel like they are completely for themselves.
100%.
Yeah.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
Okay. Little boozy. Relax. Hey, you know, you doing that just makes me think about, I don't know why that correlated to me thinking that, you know, the whole DJ life that you've been rocking as of late.
Yeah. Well, you're a DJ now.
You're a DJ.
A real one.
Like, actually, though.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been a little journey.
Would you consider yourself a professional?
Oh, no, I would. I feel like that takes a lot. Like, I don't have a DJ name.
Do you get paid?
I do get paid.
You're a professional.
Would you consider that professional?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be like, you know,
our first ever professional DJ on the pod.
Stop it.
Bro, I feel like if you're
stop it.
If you're playing gigs and you are out and you are getting throwing paid. Ragers and you're getting paid, bro, you're a professional.
Listen, here's what I will say this. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
It looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been cool. It's definitely a new thing. You know, I'm a self-starter, like learner. I love to learn things on my own. And so like that's how my career started. It's like, I wanted to learn like photography. I learned on like YouTube and
all these
other things. You know what I'm saying? I learned from Nate the Great right here. And, the DJ thing, I was like, I'm going to YouTube it. I have a lot of friends who DJ. I'm like, I love music.
Yeah.
I love curating, you know, and I'm just like, oh, you know what? Why not? And so I taught myself Banks and I learned at the same time.
Yeah. I saw those videos. Yeah, bro, your 2-year-old.
That's amazing.
My 2-year-old loves to DJ. I'll say that. I've thought about making a TikTok for him, but we haven't yet. I have drafts saved though.
Let's of this go. Guy.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been doing this thing. And I mean, every gig I've played has been, you know, paid. So it's just been fun.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really cool because it's like it just like reminds me like you're never at a place where in life where you can't like learn new things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to be a student every day every day. So
yeah. Would you since I've known you, I've I moved to LA in 2017, and since then, bro, I feel like you've always had this creative edge on you. You know, you've been able to reinvent yourself. You've been able to learn new things. Like, where does that stuff come from anyways?
It's pretty edgy.
Wow. That was like...
It's true.
Same. That was a great compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, bro. Seriously.
If people... Yeah, I think I've known you since 2014? 2000... No.
Not 10.
Yeah, 2010.
10, yeah.
Yeah. In the mark I knew, you had thongs on your feet. Flip-flops. Stop. You wore...
Stop it.
You know, you wore swim shorts.
Hollister just touched all of us.
No pool around. You're just wearing swim shorts. Pool around.
Just a daily. That was a daily, bro. They were comfortable support, man.
Now I'm like, and back then, even back then, you were musical. You know, you would fit the creative categories. You know, you might look like, you know, some Jack Johnson looking, you know,
Jack
in the moment.
Give me some banana pancakes.
You and David Letaw just playing guitars together.
Oh my gosh. David.
But yeah, I think what Tommy's saying is so true. You are so creative. You have an edge about you. That is like you are in the forefront of trend. Like, you know, you are a trendsetter, Mark. How is that natural for you? Is that something you have to be intentional about? Do you wake up going like, hey, today, how can I be creative? Or is that just, you know, what drives you to do that?
Wow. I'm in tears. You guys can't see this, but I could cry. I needed this, guys. Words of encouragement are my love language.
This is a guy's night out at 5 a.m.
Last night, Binks, before I answer your question, Binks, last night, we had like, you know, 2-3 hours before Court got home, and we were like, oh, it's boys' day. And then so last night before he's going to bed, he goes, boys' day. And I'm like, that's right, buddy. I'm like, good night. It was like the sweetest thing. No, actually, it's funny that you say that, Nate and Tom, because I feel like I'm not that creative, but... You know what? I think I downplay a lot of things I do sometimes, and I'm learning to be like way more appreciative of like where I'm at in life, and owning things in spaces that you're in is like a huge, like, groundbreaking thing for me, because I've never wanted to be like someone's like, oh yeah, I'm this, that, the other.
Right.
But there is like a level of like, no, like this is what I do, and I'm like very appreciative and I love it. Like, what was it like? Maybe like 7-8 years ago, I took a personality test. I was working at this place. And so we took personality test, and they give you different colors associated to your personality and like your characteristics. And my least of all of those colors was green, which is creativity. And
what?
When I heard that, I was like, wow, because I was in a very administrative role at that time, you know, and I was operating like a little bit more, you know, a little differently than creative. And I was like, wow, like that sucks. I don't know. Like something in me was just like, dang, I really want to change this, you know? Yeah. And so it was at that very moment at this retreat in Palm Springs going over, I was like, you know what? No, like I want to be creative. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to work towards being more creative, and I'm going to choose being creative. Cause I feel like creativity in any field you're in is so important.
Yeah, totally.
And I never thought in my life at all that I would be walking in like one of the most creative like roles or like, you know, careers that you can do. And so, yeah, it's been a fun thing. I don't know. For me, creativity, I don't like wake up and like breathe it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like creativity is a...
it's a discipline?
No, I mean, it's a discipline, but it's also just like, it's part of your experiences,
yeah.
You know? Like the more you're out and everything, you kind of like take all those moments in and you're like, how do I translate this into whether it's music, photography?
Yeah.
How do I express, you know, it's very emotional. So it's like, it's really about like, you have to like actually live life, but also transfer like those moments in life into creativity, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I've always thought of creativity. I've always thought a few misconceptions. Number one, you have, there are creatives and there are non-creatives. I disagree. I think everyone's creative, just not 100%. Everyone has processed or are confident enough to express their emotions.
That's it.
And for me, that's all creativity is expressing your emotions as yourself.
100%.
And whatever version that is, that's real creativity. That's being authentic. That's being real. So I love what you're saying. It's like you got green on the test, or you got the lowest green on the test. You're not, you know, you are not creative. here's the other misconception, is that you can't become creative.
Yeah.
You know, it's like inspiration, in my opinion, is the enemy of creativity. Consistency is the thing that keeps you actually creative. Just going like, hey, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be intentional. Inspiration will come after I create.
Wow, that was good. Mm. Let's go. That was good, actually. I like that.
But, I mean, I think that should encourage, again, look, you don't have to freaking have paint all over your pants in order to be a creative and, you know, work with ceramics or, you know, work in a dark room.
But it helps.
Stop. No, it just makes you late for things. It just makes you late for things. Okay, that's it. But I'm like, dude, dad's, like, I didn't realize how creative you have to be as a parent.
100%.
Oh, God.
Like, all these little games, how to make things fun, how to say things in new ways.
Yeah.
It's like you got to recreate everything about how you communicate as a dad.
Yeah. 100%. I think creativity, just like with anything, is like trying to say something, but in different ways that other people can understand.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, whether it's making a meal for your kid and trying to communicate, no, you have to eat this, to like taking the spoon and making like an airplane, you know, think of a creative way to deliver the food. That's how it is in life. I mean, I think we're all creative in some aspect. And so the DJ thing was also just a thing where it's like, no, like I love to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't I like do this thing where I can curate moments for people to have fun and memories and everything like that? You know, I'm not like blasting. I'm not like in a club. I'm not trying to be a club DJ. I'm just, you know, it's kind of like a fun skill to have.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll DJ right here. I'll DJ in the garage.
You think more like bar mitzvahs? You think more like...
So follow my Instagram account and you can contact me there. And so...
Yeah. Bro, I'll tell you what, man. I'm really enjoying what you guys are saying right now because I've always... I think creativity, again, you know, what you guys are saying, it looks different in so many different ways. And a lot of times people don't feel comfortable because they're thinking, oh man, this is probably like a whack idea, or this is something that, you know, probably won't, like, people won't champion as much. And I just think people have to express themselves more and be more comfortable in who they are. I think if you're comfortable in your own skin, I think, you know, being creative, I think naturally just, you know, becomes that second nature. You just start putting stuff out and you just really don't care. Of course, you know, like, I'm not, some people, you know, I don't know, like, there are things that I do that I'm just like, you know what? I enjoy it. I love doing this. You know, this is how I kind of express myself. And so this is just
tap dancing,
tap dancing, break dancing.
Tommy's a big tap dancer, guys.
You guys, it's crazy.
You hear that click clack in the back? That's his shoes right now.
Just joking. I'll add that in the post.
You start doing like click noises. But I do think, like, you know, I have a huge respect for people who can continue to reinvent themselves and, you know, express themselves in such a way where it kind of inspires people. You know, super dope. And I think more these days we should start championing more people who are trying to be creative. You know, like, I hate boxing myself into a certain thing because I think that's what people want. They just want to attach your name to something and then say, no, that's who you are. That's what you do. And that's it.
Yeah.
No, like, why do I just have to be this thing or that thing? Right.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is what you're saying is so real. In, you know, I got married when I was 20. Okay. And I get a lot of people who ask, do you recommend getting married young? I'm like, no, I recommend getting married right. Mm. So for 20, that was right for us. You know, I don't know if it's right for everyone else. You should get married. I don't care what age it is. Just get married when it's the right time to get married. Right. But I remember getting married when I was 20. And people didn't know how to, my friends didn't know how to adjust to me as a married person, you know? And I didn't want to act like a married person because my friends couldn't adjust to that, you know? And then it took me a little bit of time to go like, wait a second. Like, I'm actually not being my authentic self. I'm not really being who I truly am because I'm trying to fit in the mold of what other people believe about me.
Yeah.
And as dads, you face that same thing. You know, if you're the first dad among the group or, you know, it's like,
yeah, it's real.
We all work with people who, like, we're in Los Angeles. It's not cool to be parents, you know, especially in creative industries or industries that require an insane amount of hustle and work, entrepreneurship, you know, startups. It's like, oh, you can't, you know, hustle because you have kids. You know, it's that's not cool. That's not trendy. But to not shy away from that and be like, no, I'm a dad and this is the best part of my life. You know, I think it's so important for all of us to own, and creativity is part of that whole process of like learning how to creatively express yourself and, like you said, be confident. You know, you're saying, Tommy, I have, you know, I just do things now that I like. And for a long time for me, that was anime. Like, yeah. I was a weird guy in the group that watched this anime. Let's and now, go. Like, the whole world watches anime, so suck it.
You know? Loves anime. Loves anime.
Trendsetter.
Trending.
Yeah, I mean, dear God, it sounds so stupid to say, but anime has, like, been a huge part of, you know, I watched Dragon Ball Z growing up, and I was like, dude, this guy Goku breaking his limits, and now I'm over here like, dude, nothing can stop me. This guy's best friend Krillin get blasted up in the sky, dies in front of his eyes, you know? The planet he's on is about to blow up. What's he going to do?
Oh, bro, you're telling too much for people who don't know this. You can't give it away.
It's past the statutes of limitations, brother.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, after this, you're just like powering up later. Like,
when our two-year-old freaks out, he doesn't know what to do with his, you know, with his anger. So he just like shakes. And I call it powering up. He's like.
Just Arthur, like closed hands, yeah. Like closed fists right here. Walking around closed fists.
Totally.
Dude, I love that. I think that's one of the biggest things is like, especially as a dad, like knowing you're talking about reinventing yourselves. Right. But also like, I think that is in, obviously that's in line with creativity, but along with that comes risk. You know what I'm saying? I think risk is a really big deal. And for people who don't know how to take risks, like it's just doing it, like taking one day at a time. It's like, no, I'm going to take a day to like learn a new skill. I'm going to take a couple hours every single day, you know, whether it's, you know, before your kids wake up or after your kids wake up, it's like never stop being a learner and like attaining new skills in life, because that will take you so much farther in life. And that's experience with, you know, who knows, you could fall into a job where you're doing that creative thing and you know, you could start getting paid for it. That could be, you know, another stream of revenue. And so it's inspiring to me to watch, you know, some of these people who are doing it right, like some of these celebrities, you're like, oh wow, they're amazing. They're like crushing life. But it's like, no, like they have like nonprofit foundations, like they're opening schools. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they're doing X, Y, Z on the side because they're trying to, be their best self.
Totally.
Just like you were saying, you know, and for most people, they don't know what their authentic self is.
No.
And so, but it comes with exploring and trying things, you know what I'm saying? And like not being afraid to like try new things. When I told my, you know, my wife, I was going to DJ. She's like, what?
Yeah. Okay. I want to hear how this works. Okay.
I was going to bring this up because I'm like,
It's like a Wednesday night and you're out here at 12 at night DJing. How's it? Give me the whole dynamic. What's it like being a late night DJ? You have a pregnant wife. You got a little, you know, a young one. What's this like?
I will say shout out to Courtney. She's literally the best wife in the world.
Sorry, and, my wife's the best, she's amazing. I love Courtney.
My wife is the best.
No.
No, my wife. No, I would say it takes a lot of trust is the biggest thing. You know, if it was like I'm taking on like, you know, DJing late nights and it's our first year of marriage, it's over. It's like that's a little rough.
Yeah.
You know, I think whenever you want to do things like that or like be out late at night or like, you know, things that would seem like an ask, there just has to be like a lot of trust. And I'm really intentional with time. I try to make sure this sounds hilarious, but it's just like I try to make sure like the house is clean. I try to, you know, acts of service. I'm trying to win during the day so that, you know, when I take on a gig at night, you know, she's cool with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm words of affirmation. There's times where I'm like, babe, do you need your, and I swear, ask her this. I'm like, babe, do you want, like, just put your feet up here. Let me rub your feet real quick.
And she's like,
wait, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And one time I was doing it, she's like, no, grab the lotion. I'm like, oh, my bad. You're right. My bad. And so, it's really about trust, and I'm really trying to just make sure that I'm intentional with time.
Yeah.
But not only with her, but with Banks as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know what, really just making sure, because some of these gigs are like, you know, before I have to be places before he goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the hard part.
That's the hardest part sometimes. And I feel really bad. But you know what, Court's so great. We communicate and it's like, no, like I'm getting up with banks the next 2-3 days, then so
it yeah, doesn't matter how late you're out, as long as 100%. As long as you waking up with the boy.
Hey, there was there's a couple times I'm not joking you, I would get home from a gig because it would wrap at like 2 a.m. and I would get home at like 3, but then I'd stay up watching anime till like 4, and then I have to get up with banks. He's like up at like, you know, 6 or 7, and I'm just dead tired. Dead tired. Like what am I doing? Why did I stay up the extra hour?
Yes.
Just to watch something. I was like, calm my mind down.
Yeah,
I guess.
You can't come home from an event and just go knock out.
No.
You gotta have that debrief. Cool down period.
Dude, it's the one thing I still like talk to Leah about all the time, and she doesn't even understand. Because the moment I get home, whether it's, you know, doing whatever, and my mind can't shut off all the time unless I'm like physically tired, which happens for the most part too. But there's times where she'll be like, hey, let's just go to bed. And I'm like, fam.
Nope.
I can't.
It don't work like that.
I won't.
It would be miserable for me to sit in bed and just
I just saw this TikTok the other day. It was like, isn't it crazy that in order to fall asleep, we have to pretend we're falling asleep? Like, think about that. Like, that's actually insane. Like, to fall asleep, you have to lay there and actually close your eyes and pretend you're falling asleep.
That's so good.
It's, like, weird.
What is this, 2000, where I'm trying to fool my grandma, like, during nap time?
You're like, bro, it's insane. It's like, wait, yeah. Like, I just lay there, close my eyes, and I'm like, hopefully I drift off.
Dude, when I was 10, like, I'm dead serious. I would be at my grandma's, and they would, like, force us to, like, take naps and stuff. I'm like, I'm 10. Like, why am I? I'm not 5.
No.
Wait. All right, fine. I could have been like 7. Who knows?
No, still, it's all good, bro. Stick to your story. Though, you were 10 years old.
But still, but like forcing me to take a nap. And so I remember like she would be watching TV in the, you know, in the other room or something like that. But when I hear the footsteps going, you know, closer to where I'm at, I would like close my eyes like real hard.
Like, I could, like extra hard. Like,
yeah.
Like clearly you're awake because you're like.
Oh my gosh. Oh, man. Bro, there's nothing like, you'll never fall asleep harder than when you were an angry kid. You know what I'm saying? Oh. When you were like just a mad child. I remember like going to sleep angry, like, and I'd fall asleep so fast. I'm like, wow, that was the best sleep of the month.
Wait, that's all I needed.
Dude, a post cry, like you've been hysterical as a kid, shoulders are going up. And then after you cool down, you're like, bro, that's the best sleep right there.
That is literally the best sleep. And you know what is, never mind, I'm not gonna tell a story.
No, come on, you can't. No. Hey, welcome to the Dads Who Try podcast. Rule number one, you can't do that crap. Oh, you gotta say it.
Bro, okay, this will be like a quick 30 second story. Basically, when I was younger, like I was a problem child. Like I was like terrible. And my mom would always be like, it's going to come back to you. Like, watch one day. And, you know, not the best parenting. I don't know if you should tell your kids that. But she was partially right. And I'm only 2.5 years into my first kid. So, right. So when I was like, you know, I was probably 10. I wasn't forced to take naps at this time. But but I was like an angry kid.
Yeah, you were.
I was probably because I didn't nap. And so I just remember like being so angry with my mom. Like, she's like at the door and I'm like sitting on my bed and I grab these scissors and I'm like, ah! She's like, what are you going to do, huh? And I'm like, ah! I'm like, nothing. And just thinking about like as a child, like, why did I grab scissors? Like, why am I so angry? And I'm like, what will I do when my kid grabs scissors one day? And I'm just like, bro, you better back up. You know,
yeah.
And it's just like being kids is you're very emotional, irrational. And I'm like, thinking back on my experiences as a child, like if it comes back to me, I it's over.
But
my kid's gonna be recording me. Think about that. Your kids getting arguments, they have a phone. It's over. They got voice memos on.
Nope,
they have videos.
They have no phones.
No phones.
Dude, what a world we live in. Everything we do is either like recorded, being filmed. You know, I'll tell you what, LJ's. None of these boys are getting phones.
Look, the only Apple device my kid is getting is an AirTag. That's it.
I want to know where you're at. Oh, that's so real.
He's going to be sleeping. And I'm gonna open up a little on his arm, put that thing in there, stitch it back up. He'll have no idea.
But do you really think AirTags are great?
Yes.
Do you think a lot of parents nowadays put AirTags like on their kids' backpacks and stuff?
Oh, 100%, bro.
That's actually a smart idea, though.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
I need an AirTag.
I made a mistake. I got Tiles.
Yeah.
Oh, those are like the
I got Tiles
the Samsungs of.
Well, they're the first.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, they're way before.
AirTags.
You know, I didn't do my due diligence, okay? We have this family tradition of losing our keys in our family, so it's so cool. So I was like, no, we're done with this. We're getting tiles. So I got tiles. The only problem is that you have to be next to the tile, like in the same room, in order for it to go off.
AirTag, you can actually just be wherever.
AirTag, you could be, you know, your mom could actually go to Bangkok, and you'd be like, oh, mom's in Bangkok, you know? Tile goes to Trader Joe's, and it's like, I don't know where the tiles are.
Oh, my.
I'm like, dude, I got the wrong tags.
Yeah, we're not rocking anything outside of Apple anymore.
Oh, no. This is.
Apple is just, it's supreme.
If you have one of those phones that, like, literally bend in half, it looks like it's an iPhone, but it's not. Like, it bends in half.
The new folding ones,
I'm like, you've just lost respect.
The only other phone that I would endorse, not anymore, but back in the day, was the International Blackberries.
Yes.
It's a little level of like a little flex. I got an iPhone, and because I'm international with it, I got the Blackberry.
Hey, Blackberry. No, people still rock those though.
Really? They still rock the Blackberries?
You know, bro. Like business people. Have you ever, bro? I'm talking like. Suited and we were like there in first class, like they'll have a BlackBerry as a work phone.
Hit me with your BBM. Do you know what that is?
BBM
was
that?
Like the messaging for like all BlackBerries.
I was on
T9 with like little T-Mobile phone,
a razor,
Sprint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, but the BBMs they were like it would be like us texting on Apple phone like blue to blue, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, did I say something that was bad?
No, just BBM. It sounds like it could stand for something else, but it doesn't.
Blue bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Actually, that's literally what I was thinking. That's crazy. So.
Oh, oh gosh, dang it! I had something I was just about to say that had to do with all this stuff. Oh, look. Here's a product if Apple reintroduced, they would instantly take my money. You drop an iPod Classic again with the wheel, the click, the whole thing. It could be the exact same model. I'd buy it in a heartbeat. Could my phone carry way more songs than that thing? Absolutely. Can it not take pictures? Nope, it's not going to take pictures. It can't make phone calls. But just to have that device, be able to go on a hike and be able to listen to music without worrying about text messages and all that fun stuff. Gosh.
I mean, you could always just offline your music.
You're offline your music.
You could airplane mode your phone. No, you could un-airplane mode your phone too. No one sticks on airplane.
I mean, I guess if discipline is an issue in your life, then I guess I could see that.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on social media as of late? Because this morning on the way in, you guys, I was watching Hurricane Ian.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
And
that's what I was going to say.
Dude, yes. It looked bananas over there. There's sharks on the streets.
Yeah, like, sharks on the streets.
Literally street sharks.
Well, I mean, it's frightening. What's crazy is I have friends who are over there, some of them who haven't evacuated, but they're Midland.
Yep.
So, but there was this insane story, or not even story, this video, this woman in her bathtub. At Fort Myers. She didn't evacuate. Fort Myers is literally one of the coastal cities.
It closest. Got owned.
Yeah, it's like, that's where like
it's closest. Like 8 to 10 foot floods in homes. Yeah.
She's in her house, in her bathtub. And like, she like shows like her house. And she didn't evacuate. I don't know why she didn't evacuate. Yeah. But she's in a bathtub and she's like, dark, alone, scared. Please send help. And I was like, dude, I'm like, bro, that is so heartbreaking.
Did you watch the two videos before that?
No.
She's in her living room. Her refrigerator is floating. She's like touching the ceiling. That's how high it is.
Oh my
God. She's in an inflatable pool that she blew up, like a kiddie pool.
Oh, and yeah. She's like, I thought she was in a bathtub. Yeah, she's in an inflatable pool.
She's like, you ever been floating in a pool in your living room with your fridge?
Stop.
And she's in the next video after that. She's like, it's cold. It's dark. I have no electricity. I'm here alone.
I mean, like, how are you posting
Can
these?
Someone send help? I'm like, yo, save your phone battery for that 911 action. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, though, I mean, what's crazy is that, I mean, she's going to be there for a minute. Hopefully, you know, by the time that this whole podcast comes out, like, you know, we hear like a heroic story where she's like, hopefully, know, she's good. But I'm sure if she thought about staying there, she had to have been prepared at least in some sense, at least.
Yeah, all her prep is out. I mean, her preparation was a kiddie pool that was inflated.
I don't know how prepared she was.
I think Tommy, you made us talk about this now.
Look, I was talking to someone yesterday, though, and I was like, the problem with this is like we are living in a world where all of this stuff is normal. It's like last year we had a hurricane. This year we have a hurricane. Next year we have a hurricane. You know, it's like now all this stuff, it's like I had to be intentional to be sensitive to people's problems. Because right now people are just posting crazy stuff and laughing during it. And I'm like, if I'm not careful, I'm going to treat this thing like something to laugh at.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. You know, it's, I do have a family friend down there as well right now. And, scary kind of right now. You know, cause she's part of Naples, and I saw that Naples got blasted, bro. Wow. The whole city is like underwater right now. It looks pretty insane. And, dude, I was like praying for her this morning cause she's an elderly lady. And I texted her, dude, and she has an iPhone, and it came back green. You know, she's not responding. Oh. So I'm like, dear God, like.
But that's, you know, so that's been, actually scary, bro.
So we've obviously been trying to reach out to her and kind of, you know, make sure that they're okay. But, dude, it's like when you see this stuff, I'm like, their homes, their livelihoods, all that stuff is gone like overnight. You know?
I saw this influencer, he had a blue check mark. Like, I looked at his videos. He's like, you know, the dancing TikTok guy, you know, whatever. Like, that type of TikToker.
100%.
And he's like, yo, we're out here. We're not going to evacuate. We're going to stay here for coverage, you know. In the next video, he's on the second story in their stairwell. It's, like, almost, it's like, starting to, like, you know, come up the stairs. And he's like, I should have evacuated. This is not a good idea. And the next one, it's, like, him, you know, and his girl up top of the, you know, the highest point of their house, and they're like, yeah, this is not a good idea.
You know what? When you just do things like, you know, I don't want to put down anyone, like, everyone does this, but doing things, like, you know, just to get video of it, when it puts yourself, like, you know,
in literal mortal danger.
In actual danger. Crazy. And you know what? I don't want to assume that they did, but anyone who does this, like, who literally, like, you know, when you're jumping from building to building, or, like, you know, I've seen some crazy like footage of people almost falling off like, you know, 60 story buildings doing this. I just don't think it's worth it. I'm like, it's totally not worth like, you know, the click. Or
you seen this video of his dad get out of the car during that little drive through safari with the lions?
No.
It doesn't end well.
I've seen a video of a dad slapping a bear. Have you seen this? Okay. Context. This bear is like, I'm pretty sure like somewhere in the garage or something. This dad walks up, his kids and his dog. His dog starts running away, and there's this bear, and he, on God, like seriously, genuinely slaps this bear. Slaps the bear runs away, and he just like grabs a trash can lid and like, you know, something starts banging, and like, rah! I was like, wow, this is a man. This is a man's man who knows survival tactics. And just slapped a bear, and like that's the most gangster story you'll ever tell your kids.
Yo, what? That's the next day. The kid goes to school and said, "My dad slapped a bear," and they're like, "Nah, your dad didn't slap a bear." And he's like, "No,
no, my dad slapped a bear.
My dad actually slapped a bear."
Okay, here's a question for you guys. A little hypothetical. What is the largest or most dangerous animal you think you could face and win against?
And win against?
Yes. Oof.
Land or water?
It's up to you.
I don't think I'll survive in water at all.
No.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, what? A seal could kill me. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a weak swimmer. No, the water, the ocean will kill
me. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Like, literally not an animal, just the ocean.
The water itself.
Yeah.
Plankton.
Plankton, yeah.
Get off me.
That's a hard one. What do you think? You have to have an answer already.
I'm thinking like I feel like I could kill a cow.
Bro,
like if we said
a cow, like we don't,
like if
you
we
ain't
said,
no
like,
vegan, of course said, you like, kill cows already.
You get like a knife, okay? You get like a, you know, maybe like a large knife, not a sword. You get like a large knife. I could probably kill. That's a big animal.
Yeah,
I could kill a cow.
That is gruesome.
I know.
I thought we were talking about fighting an animal. You're talking about getting beef.
If this cow was trying to fight me, actually, nah, that thing will probably maul me to death, bro.
Yo, here talking maybe, about maybe getting like livestock,
maybe
bro.
Like a large female deer.
Oof. Could you take on a moose?
No. What?
There is a show where I think it's called like Alone.
With a knife? Yeah, I watch Alone. I've seen every episode.
Have you? Oh, there was one where one guy actually like defends himself against a moose, right? Wasn't it a moose or what was it?
He hunts the moose and he kills it with the bow, but sorry, spoilers. I won't say what season it is.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, the moose kill more people every year than any other North American animal.
What? Moose?
They're aggressive. Dude, they'll just...
What?
F your stuff. I'm like,
what am I doing?
Okay.
That's literally what I thought of when I did it. Oh, gosh. Moose.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
Who would have thought?
They will destroy you. And we got some headphones. She's over
bro,
here.
I'm struggling right now. Bro, stop. What?
Dude, on Alone, this guy has a knife, and there's an ox. Have you seen this season?
No.
This is the most savage thing ever. He doesn't have a bow. He has nothing on him. He sees an ox, and all he has is a knife. Proceeds to kill the ox with a knife. Runs up, boom, runs away. Runs up, boom, runs away. Like
Jason Statham.
An hour later, this
what?
Thing falls down, and he wins the entire show.
Bro, that's it. Well, hon, you have to keep context. They do this to survive. They're not just going, like, killing the biggest animal they can.
This is my favorite show on TV, by the way, Alone. Okay?
I know.
Right, I have my second favorite show.
I didn't get it. Sorry. I'm trying to win some sneakers on Sneakers App.
Oh, you didn't get it.
Classic LA dad, huh?
What's the KD ratio on winning shoes?
One in 100?
Yeah. If that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've won. Actually, I won one, and I was like, I got it.
And the I was guy like, hooked checking on them.
No, I was like, do I really want these? Yeah. Like, am I more addicted to the process of trying to win or actually winning? Because I returned them. So I was like, I'm serious. I was like, I didn't really want these.
Okay. Alone. I'll just break it down. 10 people are dropped off in the middle of nowhere. Okay. So usually it's in Canada. One time they did Patagonia.
Scary place.
And when they're dropped off alone, like literally 10 people are dropped off 10 different locations. They're left with a case of cameras and solar powered batteries. There's no camera crew. There's no one to protect them. Like they are alone. And the last person to not give up wins $500,000.
That's unbelievable.
Do you get anything for like, is there like a participation award?
I think that you leave with your life if you.
I was like, if I win something, I'll be there for like, you know,
being attacked by bears, being attacked by wolverines.
You're getting mauled by bears.
People, yeah, bro. Moose attacks, all this stuff. Oh my god!
And you have to like make your own shelters. Yes. I heard. Can I tell like a story I've heard?
Yeah.
I've obviously never seen the show, so, but I've heard that someone's shelter like gets like knocked over in the middle of the night. And they call like the producer or someone on you know, yep. They're like, literally, like, we can't have anyone out there until the morning, so you're gonna have to survive till the morning,
bro. Okay, yes, this is what happens, and this is one of the craziest. There's like spoiler three, alert. There's like three people left again. We won't say the season, okay? Three people left. And this guy's like, I thought he was gonna win the dopest shelter, you know, and it's like blizzard outside, it's snow, everything's frozen. Well, his shelter catches on fire in the middle of the night at like 1 in the morning.
No.
Burns down. And now he has to wait until like 10 a.m. the next morning.
And it's the Arctic, right?
He has no clothes.
It's like freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing. He has a jacket, you know.
How did it burn down by fire?
Because your house is made out of wood. You got a fireplace. Spark, you know. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's gone. And so for like 2 hours, he's sitting next to his burnt down thing, trying to stay warm off the flames from his burnt down thing. And they find him, and he's just like shaking. Like, you know, he's close to hypothermia, like he frostbite.
Does he win?
No. I mean, his shelter burned down, and he had to leave.
So if your shelter burns down, you have to leave.
Well, he gave up because he's like, I have no shelter.
Oh, so he actually like gave
his
up.
His sleeping bag, everything's gone.
Oh, that like, sucks.
Dang.
I wouldn't survive.
Every 2 weeks, the producers show up with a health screen to make sure that you're
good.
That you're not like too skinny or, you know, whatever, like you're killing yourself. So a lot of people get out because they're malnourished. Like they'll lose.
Wow.
They'll lose something like 30% of their body weight. Like
what? Just I wouldn't survive.
And then some people are just
sounds epic. Like the perfect diet for me.
Now, you know what they should do? They should do that, but like the LA version. And it's like, you can't spend X amount of money. So you only get like $20 a week or something.
Dude,
you know?
People are not living.
It's over.
Have you guys seen this? That's a couple copies. Have you seen this billionaire show where they take a billionaire and they see if they can build a business to $1 million evaluation in 90 days?
Oh, I've heard
have
of this.
Have you seen this? Dude, it's crazy.
I love stuff
they
like this.
They give them full disguises. They drop them off in the middle of nowhere. Like
that's
in a random city or a random little town.
Yeah.
And they have to literally start from, they get $100 to start.
And they actually do it.
Yeah. It's like this billionaire, he's worth like $3.6 billionaires or something like that. He gets dropped off in this little thing. They start to get like a vehicle, like a beat down, you know, old vehicle and $100. This guy
down.
Has to sleep in his truck for like the first 6 days.
Oh, dang. Wow.
In, he didn't get it, though.
But there's some people who do it.
He got to, like, $950,000 evaluation. He's like, dang, $50,000
short.
Stop.
Even that?
In 90 days, bro. Grant Cardone got on or went on in. I think he crushed it.
Slayed it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love TikToks like this where it's like they trade up. Like, there's one with, like, Pokemon cards. Have you seen this?
This
guy
so
comes.
Good.
He starts with it.
An this energy
is,
card?
This is a warning. Because this is a really nerdy conversation. But it starts with an energy card, ends up like trading up like maybe like 6-7 times to like what? How much was this card worth that he got?
At the convention?
Yeah, at the convention.
In like, in what, an hour he trades up to like a $700 PSA 10 Charizard or something like that.
Which is just insane from an energy card. The first card.
Dude, it just goes to show.
Who did he get? He got somebody.
He got somebody. The first guy. Yeah. I think it was the first guy who like really hooked like, him up.
Yeah.
That here, you can take this.
You give him a booster pack or something like that. And then.
So what we're trying to say, dads, is be creative in any situation that you're in. You can do anything when you're alone. Listen, we're really backtracking here. We want to say you can do it. Whether you got the kids by yourself and your wife's out on a little, you know, girls' night out. You can do this. You can survive the night. Even when flames, wind. Your kids bears. Are wolves, bears, you know what I'm saying?
All the things.
Listen, you just put them down and you go do your DJ gig, okay? You know what I'm saying? You start streaming your DJ gig, okay? And then you go all the way back to the BBM thing, you know what I'm saying?
There's something about handball in there.
Yeah, handball. You know, if you don't remember, just this is the synopsis of the whole conversation here.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Well, we love you, dads. That was episode 22.
Hey, it's been fun, Mark.
Dude, I love you guys.
Yeah.
We'll
see you guys for our Jordan episode.
Episode 23, coming to a city near you.
Whoa. Dads Who Try Live Edition. I'm just kidding.
That'd be sick.